KCRW sponsors include Searchlight Pictures, presenting the new movie, The Greatest Hits. Music takes us places. What if it could literally take you back in time? The Greatest Hits is a hypnotic journey through the connection between love, music, and memory. Now streaming on Hulu.
I'm Joe Morgenstern, the film critic of The Wall Street Journal. Paddington is the comic chronicle of a Peruvian bear's adventures in London, and it turns out to be a total charmer, made with panache, elan, and generous dollops of marmalade. The bear is named after the London railway station in which he's found by the Brown family, and he has a serious marmalade habit along with a penchant for getting into spectacular trouble. This is the first feature film based on the beloved series of children's stories by Michael Bond, and the filmmaking is impeccable. The writer-director was Paul King. Paddington himself, who's voiced by Ben Whishaw, doesn't try to be endearing, and he doesn't need to. He's a bear you care about from the first candy-colored frames of the film, which teems with delightful images and a seamless mélange of live action and computer animation. In point of fact, the very first sequence, set in Peru, unfolds in black and white. It's a witty prologue in the form of an old-fashioned travelogue that depicts Paddington's forebears. When the narrative shifts to present tense and color, the visual style inevitably recalls Babe, as well as the saturated hues of The Umbrellas of Cherbourg and the playfully fey productions of Wes Anderson, not just his animated feature Fantastic Mr. Fox, but the dollhouse aesthetic of Moonrise Kingdom. Yet Paddington sports his own distinctive look, a magic realism punctuated by action sequences that involve, among other objects and occurrences, a very long banister, a much longer escalator, a pair of handheld vacuum cleaners, and an epic flood emanating from an upstairs bathroom. The film is equally distinguished by dry humor and wordplay that echo The Goon Show by way of Monty Python. In one droll moment among many, Paddington takes an escalator to an underground train, notices a stand-on-right sign, and dutifully stands on his right foot. It isn't often that marketing campaigns highlight a movie's producer, but the campaign for this film does, with good reason. Paddington was produced by David Heyman, the man behind the Harry Potter films and quality shows, and Gary Williamson's production design, Eric Wilson's cinematography, Nick Jurata's music, and most winningly in the flesh-and-blood characters who befriend and contend with the warm and furry hero. Hugh Bonneville and Sally Hawkins are the Browns, husband and wife. Mrs. Brown embraces Paddington from the first instant she sees the forlorn little creature sitting alone on a train platform. Mr. Brown is barely willing to take Paddington into their home and family for a single night, but eventually he comes around, the notion of family being at the center of the story. The cast includes Jim Broadbent and Julie Walters. Nicole Kidman is Millicent, a taxidermist obsessed with turning Paddington into a museum display. Why she would want to do such an awful thing relates to the black-and-white prologue. Paddington has a sense of history. Better still, it has a sense of humanity that extends to the ursine species. I'm Joe Morgenstern. I'll be back on KCRW next week with more reviews.
KCRW sponsors include Searchlight Pictures, presenting the new movie, The Greatest Hits. Music takes us places. What if it could literally take you back in time? The Greatest Hits is a hypnotic journey through the connection between love, music, and memory. Now streaming on Hulu.